week's episode of Denim and Blazers. I'm with Miss Stephanie Cooper. How are you?
I'm fine.
Stephanie owns Stephanie's Federal Tax Filing and Consulting. Right?
Right.
All right. Yeah, I got right. So you're going to help us with some information today for small business owners who want to purchase real estate.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, I'm a small business owner myself. We love writing everything off. So with that being said, if you're looking to purchase and you're a small business owner, can your taxes be amended?
Yeah, you can have your taxes amended. Mm-hmm. I can look over them for you to see if you're, you know, if you're ready to purchase or, you know, if you need to make some changes or amendments to purchase. There is 5% loans out there. Right now is the time to jump on that, where it don't require a lot of credit, but you do need to have, you know, some money to put down. But if you don't have money to put down, and say you're in a lease or you're already renting a place and you want to purchase, they can count your rent payments toward, you know, your closing. Also, if you have a deposit, just say you're renting a place and you're in a lease, they can use that deposit as your earnest money. So you want to first, like Sean said, make sure your taxes is okay, you know, and if you do need amendments, we'll look over that, because they have options. They have options out there right now. You know, if you're looking for commercial space or property, then they have all different types of programs where you can go ahead and purchase your space, because it's best to, you know, have ownership than to keep dumping money into, you know, a lease year after year. That can be expensive. But, you know, so that can be done.
So, okay, so let's say we go through the whole amendment piece and maybe you owe some money, right?
Yes.
Just to try to make sure your records are right in order for you to get financing. How can a person take care of that, if that debt, if they need to pay it or prepare for it?
Well, if you get your taxes amended because you took your write-offs, you took your losses, and sometimes banks frown at those losses, then you have to determine, because a lot of times that means you got to write a check back to the IRS. And so you have to determine, are you financially able to write that check back, or do you need more time to maybe, you know, purchase, you know, a year from now or 2 years from now? It's pretty much up to you and your situation. Another thing that you could do, you know, if you got the finances in place and just say you owe the money back to the IRS, you can talk to your loan officer and see if your debt to income ratio, if you would go ahead and take and amend it, if that would affect your purchase. If it don't affect your purchase, then you can still have those taxes amended, go ahead and close, and come back and amend it again, you know, with your losses and take your losses. The problem is, a lot of time what we do, you know, as small business owners that's 100% self-employed, we take our losses, we write off, you know, we offset our expenses to our income, what we made. And that hurts us if we want to purchase. If we want to purchase commercial property or even a residential property, because you got to show a profit. You have to show a profit. So, you know, the problem is with that. Well, another way to solve that is, if you know you're going to purchase, just say a year in advance, or you're just trying to get your credit straight and, you know, so you can get ready to purchase. The IRS have where we can go and set up our individual accounts. We can go to irs.gov and set up our individual accounts. In that individual account, and then everybody can do this and should do this, because you can see everything. You can see your transcripts from all your previous year's fall tax returns. You can see what they paid you in the stimulus checks. You can see what they paid you when they was paying those child tax credits from July to December. You can see everything. You can see if you have a debt to the IRS. But one good thing I really advise small business owners to look at, if you're filing a Schedule C and say you're taking your losses, how to get around that is to pay within the withholding. They have in that account where you can go in and you can pay within withholding. That's like you're paying your federal income tax for your business, just like a person on a W-2 job and they're taking out their federal withholdings out of that W-2. You can do that as a business owner, because a lot of people always like, how I have to pay in. Years ago, we used to have to go into the IRS and pay. And then some people pay quarterly. They set up where they can pay quarterly. But the IRS also have withholdings within that account. And you can go in there and pay. And what's going to happen? At the end of the year, they're going to generate you're going to get back a 1099 saying that you paid in your federal income tax. It's going to come straight from the IRS. And when you file that, that's your federal income taxes. So you wouldn't have to take all those losses, and it won't affect your adjusted gross income, is what lenders look at. They look at that when you're trying to purchase. They want to know, what's your AGI? You know, what's your adjusted gross income? You know, what's your profit? And a lot of times I've been getting calls all week because a lot of people are trying to get the SBA loans and all that. They want to know what their profit and loss is. A lot of them their AGI is small, especially small business owners, because you took too many losses. So to me, the best way going forward is to pay within those withholdings. Mm-hmm. That way you don't have to take those losses. It won't affect your adjusted gross income, and you can be able to purchase. You can start buying property. You can start buying your own office, buying things that you need, equipment and stuff, you know, so your business can be successful.
Okay. So do you work with small business owners for them to figure out how much they should be putting aside in withholdings, or is it?
No, because I'm an annual filer, but I will help you set up your account, and then you can, because a lot of people don't have a bookkeeper. And I don't say you have to have a bookkeeper if you're starting off small. Once you really start getting into making money, then you need a bookkeeper. And you start getting employees, you need a bookkeeper. Mm-hmm. I know it's expensive, but I help out with the small things because I'm an annual filer, but I'm year round. I'm not keeping books because that's not what I wanted to do. I do sell insurance in place of that and help with financial services, but I opted out in being keeping books. Okay. But I do know about keeping books, and I can help you get started with paying in, because you don't need a bookkeeper to pay in your federal income tax on that IRS.gov site, you know. And I understand what Sean said about how much should you pay. We can get that number for you, you know. It's based on your income. And when you file your taxes anyway, they're going to give you an estimated tax schedule in your taxes of how much you should be paying quarterly. A lot of people don't want to pay it because it's high based on what they're saying. And that's why I say you look at your budget and you see what you can afford to pay, and then you go in. But based on the amount you pay in, that, you know, going to determine how much losses you can take, or how much if you want to owe back if you purchase, you know, if you plan to purchase. Especially a lot of people come in and say, I'm buying a house. Then I immediately tell them, you know, you can't take your losses if you're serious about buying a house, because it's going to affect your adjusted gross income, and then you're going to come back and you're going to want it amended to get that number back up for the type of house you want. Right. You know, if you're a W-2, just say you have a W-2 and a small business. If your W-2 is not enough, then it you don't need to take no losses. Mm-hmm. But sometimes they don't tell me. You know, they mm-hmm. just want to file their taxes, and you know, they come back, they decide later, well, we want to purchase a house, but our AGI is not enough. Then you got to determine who your lender, who is your lender.
Yeah.
Because some lenders don't like amendments, some do. Or there's special financing out there that you can go through and work around, you know, the taxes, but you gotta have a lot of cash to put down.
That gets expensive.
Yeah, I mean, it's all kind of funding out there, but you gotta make sure you have, you know, you have the money when you want that special funding to right. work around that 1040 schedule.
Okay. No, that's good information, because you do see that a lot of people at least want to walk away with the return at tax time and get the cash back.
Yeah.
But that can bite you, mm-hmm. especially being self-employed. Okay.
Yeah, and I just recommend going forward, we live and we learn.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we all live and learn from our mistakes.
Right.
And I recommend going, setting that IRS.gov account up.
Okay.
Because we haven't always had that luxury. Now the IRS have provided that.
Mm-hmm.
So go out there and look at all your, you know, look at your financials and stuff. And then, you know, start paying in with that withholding. Just think, it's 4 quarters in a year. We can calculate what you need to be paying. At least 10%, you know. Mm-hmm. Some people even wait. I don't recommend it because everybody don't have the cash. They wait till the end of the year, and they may November end up dump something into that withholding. But that's people that got a lot of cash on hand. If you know you don't, and just say, you know, you make X amount of dollars, just go and be, you know, putting what you can afford in there. It'll at least lower your write-off, so your adjusted gross income can stay up.
Okay. No, I like that. So if people want to get in contact with you as far as filing annual taxes, also tax consulting, you do all yes. that financial consulting.
Yes.
How do they get in contact with you?
Well, you can call me at Stephanie Federal Tax Filing and Consulting. My number is 832-452-2978. Or you can email me with your questions at stephanietaxfiling@gmail.com. Or you can call and make an appointment to come into the office. And we're located in the Woodlands at 25511 Booty Road, Building 2302. And that's Spring, Texas, 77380. If you're coming into the office, there is a small consulting fee. $60 an hour, and I can sit down with you and we can look over what you have and try to get you headed in the right direction, especially, you know, if you have a small business. You know, it's all kind of ways, and there's special funding out there, there's grants out there, but if you don't have your documentation right, mm-hmm. then you won't qualify for any of these things. It'll be hard. You know, I've been doing this going into my 19th year, and we live and we learn, and I just realized it's time to grow up, you know, and to be better at our business as small business owners and start owning our stuff and looking into ownership, you know, just so we can be successful.
All right, and have access to the tools. I appreciate you, Stephanie, for coming on this week.
Oh.
Yeah, she's a wealth of knowledge. So get in contact with her. She can help you out with your taxes, consult with you, work with you to get to where you need to be. so you could purchase some real estate or achieve some other financial
commercial
goals.
Yeah. And then dab into what we're looking into now.
Grants and all of that.
Yeah, but we're not grant writers because, you know, no. I get those calls. Neither one of us is grant writers. But, you know, there are other resources out there. The government is putting a lot out there for small business. So is your local bank. If you contact your local bank and credit union, they're doing a lot for small businesses now. But if you don't have your documentation ready or prepared, then you won't qualify for these things, you know, and the resources that's out there. So I just advise you to get your paperwork together, get everything lined up and, you know, in order so you can apply for some of this stuff that's out there.
Yeah. Okay. Well, y'all make sure y'all call Stephanie. And I'll see y'all next time on Denim and Blazers. Bye.
Bye.
'Hi, it's Sean Vanderpool with First Class Real Estate Luxury Living, here to help you reach your real estate investment goals. If you're ready to purchase, sell, lease a residential or commercial property, I'm the realtor for you. You can reach me at 281-713-0832. Again, that's 281-713-0832, and I would love to help you make your move.